Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. My name is Bones, and I am joined, as always, by Rob and Kat. Ladies and gentlemen, how art thou?
What's up?
Kat, where you at? Kat, why are you always... I'm here. You disappear. It's like she don't want to talk to us, Rob.
I know.
I'm hurt.
She gets nervous.
I'm being put on the spot. I have to say hi to people. I don't know who's listening.
She just argued with us for an hour and a half. All of a sudden, she don't want to talk. What the hell?
I think that's the thing. I think recording the intro after, I forgot that we have to, I have to introduce myself. I have to pretend you guys aren't mad at me.
We have to pretend that, too.
Right?
Spoiler alerts.
Coming in with some hot takes.
This is a strange episode. I don't want anybody to think that normally we don't talk before we do the intro, but this is a strange episode. Welcome to Waiting for Jimmy. We were supposed to have Jimmy J on. Anyone who follows this show regularly, you'll remember the great Jimmy J. He is in Atlantic City, and his internet's all kinds of fudged up. He's having connection issues. There's a lot going on right now. So Jimmy was not able to join us. We were supposed to be talking about Freddy's Dead, and instead
there are some reports that he got hit over the head with a giant dildo.
I wish I remembered the name of that dildo. The giant dildo with spikes in it. Oh god, yeah, jeez. That would not... side note, have been hit over the head with a dildo, by the way. I just want you guys to know.
I am not shocked.
I'm telling you, I have been hit over the head with a dildo, and I'll tell you what, those fucking things hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
It's so many questions, and I don't want to ask any of them.
I'll tell you guys another. I believe, sadly enough, I've told that story on the show before, but I digress. So, so we were waiting for Jimmy and trying to deal with the connection issues, and we just started talking about fucking horror movies and stuff, so we figured, hell, instead of trying to squeeze in a recording session this time of year, and it was a pretty cool conversation, too. Like, I was sitting there halfway through, I was thinking about maybe we could do that, and yeah, why not? We'll just use that.
Yep, let's just throw in our filler as an episode. Yeah,
right, throw in our bullshit talk as an episode, which, I mean, in all fairness, not to talk badly about us, but I mean, I kind of think that that's what our show is for the most part. Like, it's kind of just,
filler and bullshit.
Right. Horror and bullshit. That is, I'm going to update our iTunes. Horror and bullshit. But I think that's what makes us unique. Like, a lot of shows, they'll just sit and review a movie step by step. I kind of like that we just sit and just talk about it. It separates us a little bit.
Yeah. Plus, I can't, like, whenever I hear one of those shows that goes through a movie, like, beat by beat, thinking, who the hell's taking those notes? I'm not gonna do that.
Although, Rob, didn't you listen to, like, a four-hour podcast or something once?
Oh, dude, I listened to an eight-hour podcast once.
How the fuck does someone have an eight-hour podcast? Like, who listens to it?
They were going through every movie in the Friday the 13th franchise.
You need to do 8 hours for that?
Yeah.
We pretty much did it.
They did it. Well, they did it like beat by beat like that and talked about each. It was a good episode, actually. Yeah.
I think ours is better. We were short, sweet. We got all that wrapped up in we talked about Friday the 13th, maybe about a good 25 minutes, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. All done. See, they wasted eight hours.
And I no longer have friends in this game.
You guys, we're going to play that for you in a little bit, I think. And plus, like I was saying before, it's the holidays and everyone's kind of tired and kicked back. And I think this was like a little bit of a family moment for us. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of just kicked back and argued.
Manson family, maybe.
You're right. So, well, I mean, hey, I've had Stevie on this show, and I'm the last one to talk about dysfunctional families, believe me.
But Stevie's been on the show?
Yeah.
I got a small talk.
Oh, man, I missed that.
He was on for Midnight Meat Train. He was on for half of that episode.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't get to talk about Midnight Meat Train.
No, yeah. And you know what, Kat? They didn't like it.
What?
I know.
You guys
I
like know. That
Also,
movie?
Clive Barker, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that movie's really good.
Wait a minute. Are you guys fucking with me? Like, do you talk before the show and plan this?
No, but Bradley Cooper's really good in it. Vinnie Jones is awesome and menacing.
There were
And it's based off of one of my favorite short stories.
There were lizard people.
Nerd with the books.
Lizard people. Are you serious?
They went a little bit off book toward the end, I will admit. But it's so beautifully shot, though.
Yeah, it's
which,
so good.
Man.
Yeah, look, I wasn't bothered by it.
When I heard about that movie, and it was named Midnight Meat Train, believe me, I expected to enjoy it. I was very excited to watch a movie called Midnight Meat Train. That's almost as bad as Rubber. That might be
no,
worse.
It's
no,
really
no, 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 no. Hold on.
But, I mean, yeah, Stevie was on that episode, and he was on half of it, because if I remember correctly, I believe he farted and stood up and said, I got a shit, and that was the last we seen
him. That was it.
That was it on that episode. Right. Yeah, so, actually, he actually recorded another episode with us, too. I think that was never released, Final Destination.
Oh, man, the lost episode.
I might put that out one day. Corner Pocket was on that, Rob.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
What'd you call him, Wes?
Crap parents or something. I don't know that dude, but I remember it was like a CP thing. I couldn't remember what it was.
You came up with crap pants, but yeah. Stevie's been on a couple. He was on a few when we did the live show, and he got mad at Chris. So yeah, Stevie was on here. Cat has to meet Stevie one day.
Oh yeah.
Oh Lord.
I got a small talk.
It'll be a treat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So good luck to you. For that.
I have no context for this, but
I'm still on a mission to get your grandma on.
My poor grandmother. It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey. He's not a genius. I mean, I don't. Do you think we should talk about the news? You wanted to talk about The Stand, Kat. I mean, you want to do the news?
I'm really excited about The Stand. It's out. I haven't seen it yet. I'm planning on watching it as soon as we stop recording this. And I liked the original miniseries. I've been talking about a lot about books today, but the book, excellent, excellent book. One of the scariest novels I've ever read. Definitely worth the like 1,000 plus pages.
God damn.
It's a long
book.
One.
That's
but
front and back, too.
It's seriously, ooh. It holds up, and it's... I actually just reread it recently, and it is very timely, like, very relevant. I'm very excited that this is when we're getting the new adaptation of it.
Okay. I mean, shit, man. Stephen King? I'm down, you know? I'm always in for Stephen King.
They're always remaking Stephen King properties, yet nobody will remake Maximum Overdrive.
There's a reason for that.
Dude, I love that movie.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, like I said, anything Stephen King, I'm down. I think it's weird how, I mean, successful is an understatement for Stephen King, but like, there's just so many things. Like, I completely forgot about The Stand, and I remember we talked about it on This Horror Life, Rob, when I was on with you guys, and we were talking Stephen King stuff. And, like, it's just, like, there's shit that he's done that you just forget about. On top of all the other shit that you remember that's so great. It's like, damn, man. That is a talented son of a bitch.
Yeah, he has quite the body of work.
Right? Imagine that resume.
Right? Yeah.
Side note, I did reach out to Stephen King once. I think I told you this, Rob. And his assistant had politely declined the interview offer and said he doesn't like doing interviews around Halloween because he's not the Great Pumpkin.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a better reply than just ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
You know. That's what I would have written back.
I guess. Hey, man, what's the worst? What's the worst?
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, I don't think, anyway, really.
No.
I don't recall ever. I mean, you'll see him on things. Like, I was just watching Eli Roth's, what is it, History of Horror?
History of Horror. I was so surprised to see him on that, because they kept advertising. They're like, look, we got Elijah Wood. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I sat down, and Stephen King shows up, and I was like, how is this not in the ads?
Like he's one of the talking heads in that, and you'll see him in things like that every once in a while, but I don't really... It seems like it's been a long time since I've seen, like, a real interview with him anywhere.
Yeah.
He's cool dude, though. Busy writing. He comes out with like four books a year.
He owns a radio station up there in Maine too.
He did an interview for one of the Fangoria shows that we're not going to promote on here, but
oh really?
Yeah, he did. Don't go listen to that. Stephen King is the fucking man. I mean, also on books. Thanks to Rob, my grandmother got a pretty sweet Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was the name of that? Portress.
I don't know.
You would think I'd have that. God damn it, Norman.
I was just going to ask what it was.
You're the one who bought it.
I spent $100, $97 on a fucking book. Portraits from the Woods by Norman Reedus, Daryl from The Walking Dead. Not going to lie.
Your grandma likes Daryl, doesn't she?
She likes Daryl a little too much, I think, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy it. She often says you can find her in the woods with Daryl.
Does she know about Tom Atkins?
We Rob. Have to get her on this podcast.
She won't do it.
I know. I've been saying that for a long time. We need Grandma on the podcast.
She will not do it. I've tried. She won't do it. So.
Does she know I'll be on there?
That might be why she won't do it.
No, I bet that will lure her in. Everybody wants to share some time with Rob.
If by any chance she ever does come on here, Rob, and you dare say anything filthy to my grandmother about Tom Atkins.
I would never do that.
You kind of implied it just now.
I would send her pictures of Tom Atkins. But I
would get a restraining order filed against my grandmother on you. But anyway, leave my grandmother alone, the poor woman. She's sleeping with her dog right now. Portraits from the Woods. Very expensive for a book, in my opinion. Although, I guess it's kind of art in a way, and
I was going to say, does it even have any words in it? Isn't it just pictures?
No, it does have words. It has like little blurbs of stuff. Some of them were like cryptic too, which is weird. But I paid damn near about $100 for this damn book. And looking through it online, the images they have, dude, I kind of don't want to give this to her. Not gonna lie.
You're gonna take back grandma's Christmas gift. You can't do that.
I might have to get her scratch offs and keep the book. I don't know.
There you go. I got you $20 in scratch offs, grandma.
And I'm stuck with $100 book. But I mean, I like stuff like that, and you know, it's got that horror twist with like the zombies and shit in the woods, and I don't know what else because I haven't gotten it yet. But that's out. I mean, anybody who knows a Walking Dead fan, that is a fucking awesome gift. I mean, I was sitting there, I heard Rob and Ghost talking about it on This Horror Life, and I was like, huh, let me get this for Grandma. And I completely gave up on all other hope. I had no idea what to get her this year. I'm like, oh, I'll get her that. Come to find out, it's $100. I was like, oh, shit. Well, there went that. But, there really wasn't much news this week. I had some.
No, I have a feeling it's going to be kind of slow right now anyway.
Yeah.
It just seems like we're in a slow period now.
Yeah, that's true. The only other thing I had to mention was the Scream Factory Friday the 13th Blu-ray collection, which Rob does own.
I do.
It is dropped in price. I guess it's on sale for the holidays for $109.99.
Yep.
Is it worth it, Rob?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a fan of the franchise, it's certainly worth it. All the movies look great. This is the second time a box set like this has been put together. The other one was that one that came in like a 10 package. And up until this one was announced from Scream Factory, you couldn't get that other one on Blu-ray. You couldn't get it for less than $400 anywhere online.
God damn.
So if you can snag this one for $100 or 110 or whatever, I would say jump on it.
If you're someone who doesn't remember the entire franchise fondly, but has just realized that some of their older horror movie takes are not up to date and needs to rewatch the series. Is it worth $100 then? You specified if you like the franchise. So
I would recommend that such a person maybe go the cheaper route. Mm-hmm. You can get a, there's a box set of the Paramount movies, which is 1 through 8, that you can get for like $20.
Then
you can pick up the remainder on Blu-ray for, you know, fairly cheap. The only one I don't know if Jason Goes to Hell is on Blu-ray.
Would it not be?
That might only be on DVD. I don't think I ever found it on Blu-ray. I think I ended up buying it on DVD.
Well, I will say, oh yeah, Jason Goes to Hell is on here. I don't know. I would imagine the whole thing's Blu-ray, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is as part of the box set, but I think that they released it on Blu-ray at one point, like as a standalone, but I don't, it's out of print or something.
Oh, well, damn, that sucks. Kat, I would say it's worth it only because, like, it's $100. Is it a lot of money? Yeah, it's a lot of money for, you know, movies you can pretty much probably go watch for free anywhere you want. But it comes in a really fucking cool box. It has the posters, the little mini posters on there.
You're not going to get that.
Oh, see, this is bullshit.
That was limited. I didn't even get that.
Oh, sons of bitches.
And I pre-ordered. I pre-ordered mine, but I pre-ordered too late. I didn't get the poster.
Oh, see? That's bullcrap.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of money. It's, $110 is a lot of money, but it's also for 12 movies. So that's less than $10 a movie.
That's not terrible.
And not only that,
and, you know,
it would look good on the shelf next to the Nightmare on Elm Street one.
Looks great on my shelf. I got the, Scream Factory did a similar box for Halloween. And I've got that one. They look awesome side by side. And I think I have the Saw box set that I bought between the two of them, which is garbage.
See, it's so sad for me that you have the Saw box set and I still don't.
That is a shame.
It's pretty sad for me too, and it only cost $20 or whatever.
Yeah, I bought all the DVDs like as they were coming out, so it has never been practical for me to have a box.
Yeah, that does kind of stink. Like the Halloween box set I bought, Halloween 2018 came out after that box set was released, so I've got that as just a standalone Blu-ray, and it's all, you know, lonely outside the box. It doesn't get to fit inside the box set with all its friends.
Then there's something about having a box set for some reason, you know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah, I love the box sets. They're great. The franchise box sets especially.
The only Friday the 13th, like, I have a box set, but it's like it just comes in, you know, a little cardboard thing holding the disc together. Like, it's nothing fancy or anything like this one. I'm considering buying this one. It comes with 16 discs, which is ridiculous. That is a lot, but I mean, it has trailers in there and unrated versions and like all that. Like, I think it's definitely worth it. You know, like, if you have a friend over and you're like, hey, what do you want to watch, a horror movie, and you break that bad boy out, You're slinging some salami with it. You know, like, shit like that, for me alone, is good enough.
Yeah, I mean, the Halloween box is the same way. They have a smaller version of that that's still available. But the one that I picked up, I think, is like 15 discs, which I don't think you can get anymore. And it's got the same kind of stuff. Like, it's got the TV edit of, like, Halloween 2 and both cuts of Halloween 6, and there's a ton of bonus materials on this Friday the 13th release. There's footage that's never been seen from part 2 before.
Where do they keep finding this stuff?
I don't know. It's not in good shape. It's they didn't reinsert it into the movie because it couldn't be restored. You know, it would look awful.
Yeah, but still.
But it's still there. Yeah, I don't know. They just find this stuff.
I think they're making this shit up.
They, for Halloween 5? Yeah, for Halloween 5, they had a completely different beginning that they filmed with a character called Dr. Death or something like that. Oh. And then they redid it. And they just now, like within the past year, somebody found it, apparently.
How?
All that footage that they thought was missing.
I never understand.
But yeah, Kat, I, you know, Like, I would say get the box because to me it's worth it. But if you don't know that you're going to like the movies, then you might be better served to go the cheaper route. I mean, the set from Paramount that has the Paramount films 1 through 8 is pretty good. And I think it's, you know, you get all those movies for, I think it's 20 or 25 bucks.
Yeah, I'm on the, you, everyone can hear me being talked into buying myself a very expensive Christmas present last minute. I'm, because the box set is, it's very, very good. And I just, like, I've been wanting to rewatch them. I don't have access to them. It's it's such a timely thing to pick up. And it's on, I'd save
$30. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, when it's like, yeah, it's $30, okay, but when you're spending $110 already, like, you know, that $30 comes in handy, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot more than $30 at that point.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I'm glad I've got it.
God damn it, Rob.
You know, anytime Screen Factory puts out a box like that, especially one that's, you know, a mega box set, it's, I think, worth investing in, you know, because not only did they take the time to restore all the movies and clean them up and everything, but, you know, they had to work with, you know, different companies to get the rights and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to deal with Paramount and New Line.
And I'd imagine that is especially not fun right now.
Yeah, but somehow they managed to pull it together.
Yeah.
And they did a good job. The one thing I will say, apparently, this is the first time that Part 3 has been released in real 3D.
Huh. Oh.
But I can't watch it because I don't have a 3D TV or a 3D Blu-ray player.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what real 3D means.
It means that apparently if you have a 3D TV and a 3D Blu-ray player, it looks great.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either. I have the Paramount box set comes with a pair of the red and blue glasses.
Ooh.
And you can watch it in either 3D or 2D. But I've never made it past the first 15 or 20 minutes without getting a headache when I've tried to watch it in 3D with those glasses.
Yeah, 3D TVs I never got into. I never had an urge for them, ever.
They don't make them anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not. Well, I there might be some markets, but they don't make them for the U.S. anymore. They don't sell them here.
Wow, that didn't last long.
I know some people who are really into, like, that's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
One guy, his TV died, and he had a hell of a time finding another 3D TV.
Damn. Well, shit, that did not last long. But yeah, no, they were a pain in the ass. And the glasses were so expensive. Like, you can only afford one. It comes with one. You can only afford another one. It's like, yeah, four people over, only two are watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, there were a number of problems with it. But it would have been cool to have it to be able to watch that, I think,
Kat,
Part 3 in that real 3D.
Kat, I think that Rob should buy both of us 3D TVs for
Christmas. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Rob?
To really appreciate Friday the 13th.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You want us to love the movie so damn bad, that's how you gotta do it.
All right, go ahead and go wait by your front door. You'll be there any minute.
Oh, man. All right, guys. I mean, they're, like we said, there really wasn't much to talk about newsworthy, so. This should be, I mean, with who the hell knows what's going to be going on, but this should be our New Year's episode.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, this should be coming out the week. Oh, no. Yeah, this should be our first episode of 2021.
Oh, well, we made it, guys.
So, yeah, right? So, let's see how this goes. It can't be any worse than 2020.
Uh-huh.
But although we can't really talk about all too much yet, but it does look like there are going to be some changes for Slasher Radio coming forward in 2021. So, you know, we might be starting off on the right foot over here.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Or we might be just shutting the whole fucking thing down. Who knows?
Who knows? One of the other guys. All right, so we're going to kick you guys over to our conversation. Very, very loose-based, pretty much just homeboy talk about horror movies while we were waiting for Jimmy.
Dude, Greg was blowing me up on Twitter over this movie. Maybe we should have had him on.
He didn't like this one.
He was telling me it was better than New Nightmare.
He's out of his fucking mind.
I don't know. I think he's just going to piss me off.
He said New Nightmare was the worst one, didn't he?
So he may have.
I will say, I've rewatched all of them this week, I have been, except for, I haven't gotten to New Nightmare yet. I just, because I've been watching one every night, I'm planning on finishing up with New Nightmare tomorrow. This was one of the first full franchises that I watched. And my rankings, my nostalgic childhood rankings of this movie were so radically different than the rankings I came up with this week that it's like, I'm really interested to see how New Nightmare ranks, because I remember not being impressed with it as a kid.
Oh, I love New Nightmare. I think you'll appreciate it.
As a kid, I was just like, this isn't scary. I don't... Everything is dumb and I don't like the new designs. But now as like an adult, because my rankings have just been like so, and there have been a couple that it's like, what the hell was I thinking as a kid?
Yeah, I think you'll like it more now for sure. Because I remembered being like take it or leave it when I was younger. But then, yeah, when I got older, I appreciated certain shit they were doing a lot more. Real question is, you haven't watched Scream 4 yet, have you?
I haven't.
God damn it.
It's not streaming anywhere. It makes it, and I don't have I have the first three on DVD.
Oh, wait, yes it is.
Because I got the box set. Is it?
I watched it for free. Hold on. Actually, I owned a DVD. I don't know why the fuck I looked it up, but.
I was going to say, I assumed you would have had it on DVD. Oh, it's on.
Tubi.
Not Hulu.
Oh, yeah, it's on Hulu, right? Too. It's on Hulu. Is it on Hulu? It's on Tubi's for free, so...
My fucking Roku lied to me. Because I did the Roku search thing, which is usually pretty accurate, and it told me it was not anywhere without me purchasing a copy. Hmm. It was like, you can buy it on Amazon Prime for, $4 or whatever, and I was like,
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to scam you out of money. Anyway.
I know!
The only time I've ever done that was for that stupid movie that I fell asleep during that stream on. I still can't believe that happened.
What movie was that? I missed that stream.
I don't remember. I fell asleep in the middle of the stream on Twitch. Snoring and all, dude. You believe that?
I thought I had my Nightmare on Elm Street rankings right here, but I don't.
Oh, you don't have them in your letterbox?
No, I don't. I'll have to create that. I could probably run them off the top of my head, honestly, but...
Yeah.
I could run them all except for New Nightmare, which I have not seen in years and years, and think I might need to reevaluate in my rankings. Because the one that really hurt is, I remember as a kid, one of the first sequels that I got really into was Dream Master, and as an adult, I don't know why. There's, very little redeemable about the fourth Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't hate the fourth one. It's right in the middle of my rankings.
I like the concept a lot for the fourth one, but yeah. The pacing is so bad.
I'm pretty sure the last time I watched the whole franchise, I had Dream Child last. I hated that one.
Which number is that?
Five.
Wow. It's so confusing
and boring.
It's bored. Really boring.
Because I didn't I wasn't crazy about Freddy's Dead. I wasn't super crazy about Freddy's Revenge either. I know it's a cult classic thing, but I was underwhelmed. Yeah,
it's not good.
But I wasn't bored. I was still entertained with those. But Dream Child, I was just oh man.
Yeah. I think two sucked.
Two's down there.
Two's down there. New Nightmare's up there for me.
I it's number one for me. I think it's the best one.
Yeah,
it's the best. Be right.
Rob,
said it was the best one.
No.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna watch it tomorrow, but I feel like I'm gonna be mad about this.
You're a troll, dude. There's no way.
No, it's the best one.
Better than the original.
Yeah.
I need to.
It's the best one.
Whatever you're on, I need it, man.
The ranking is New Nightmare, and then the original, and then Dream Warriors, and then four, which is what? Dream Master?
Dream Master.
Yeah. And then Freddy's Revenge, and then Freddy's Dead, and then Dream Child.
I was surprised how high Dream Warriors made it for me, because I remember it, again, I don't know what was going on with me as a kid. I don't know why my taste in sequels was so bad. I remember really not liking Dream Warriors, and like, for years when I've seen ranking lists and people talking about sequels and stuff, I'm always baffled that Dream Warriors is on there. And then I watched it this week, and it's like, I don't know what my problem with this was. Like, there were a few small problems with it that are in, you know, like all of the sequels and stuff. It was a little bit hokey, but the practical effects were amazing. Like, for their time, it's very visually appealing.
And it gets a bit of a bump for just having that kick-ass docking song.
Oh my god. The shit you will point out in a fucking movie, like, is absolutely astounding. Yeah, I mean, I think all the nightmares, whether they're good or bad, their practical effects, I think, always are really good.
Oh, well, then we'll talk about Freddy's Dead here in a moment.
Oh boy. Really?
I think that's the thing that really disappointed me.
This movie
me
looked
about
like shit.
Four was because, like, they were okay in four, but after watching three, I was like, this is not nearly as...
Yeah. Yeah, four is just very, like, okay.
It's okay.
Like, it's very middle of the road for me. And then the franchise falls off drastically after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think this is the worst one, so, you know, for what it's worth.
See, I'd rather watch Freddy's Dead again than Dream Child.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, Freddy's Dead.
Yeah, sucks. That's true, and I hated Freddy's Dead. I hate this movie, but it's better than Dream Child.
By how much, though?
Yeah. Yeah. In my last watch through of the franchise, which was probably sometime last year, what I discovered is I don't really like this franchise that much, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first three and New Nightmare are really good, and everything else is just blah at best. And some of them are just really bad.
Damn, he said at best. Wow.
See, I really like Nightmare on Elm Street. I will say, I don't think it holds up as well as some of, because I, for a long time, have thought of this as like my favorite classic franchise, and I don't think it is anymore. Like, it's up there, but it's no longer like my favorite classic. It's Hellraiser. I think
Stop talking, Kat. You're gonna embarrass yourself.
Oh wow.
It won't. Hellraiser is good. That being said, that's also one I should probably rewatch, because I don't remember them past three very well.
Like, I think I like the original Hellraiser, and that's it.
The second one was really good.
And everybody says that, but when I watch it, I find the evidence to contrary.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the second one better than the original.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason you wouldn't.
Wow. Condescending. That's fucked up, man. You know, Hellraiser's really good. I love Hellraiser, but those later movies, though. Ugh.
Oh.
The most recent one, I had a tough time making it through.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
That one hurt.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So Hellraiser is your favorite franchise, really?
Classic. Like, my favorite classic franchise. I think it's either Hellraiser or it's... I don't know. I need to go back and watch some of the classics. I also really liked Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, but that's not a franchise. That's one movie.
Really a franchise.
Yeah, the other ones were a joke.
As a franchise, it doesn't hold up that well. I do like the first two, though.
Oh, do you like the second one?
Yeah, you didn't like that one?
No.
Oh, you're crazy. That one's good. It's funny as hell.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, Tobe Hooper said he wanted to make, when he made Texas Chainsaw 2, he wanted it to be a comedy. It was a dark comedy.
Well, he did it wrong.
Of course, he also said that the first one was supposed to be a dark comedy, just people didn't find it funny.
Calling the first one a comedy would be a stretch for me.
I don't understand.
I'm biased towards Hellraiser because it's based off of like one of my all time favorite books. Like Hellbound Heart is really seriously good.
look at the nerd with the book.
I like Clive Barker.
Clive Barker is amazing, but man, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things. It's like the Nightmare remake. Like, you don't have Doug Bradley. It's like, what are you really doing? He's so important to that role. Like, it's just one of those where I don't feel like I'm looking at Hellraiser or Pinhead when I'm watching it.
Well, I forgot to put the remake in my...
Put it at the bottom.
Ranking.
Right under Freddy's.
It's not at the bottom.
Dude, it's bad.
No, it's bad, but it's not at the bottom.
It's bad, but it's not worse than Dream Child.
Yeah, it probably goes between 4 and Freddy's Revenge.
And I actually argued with... I think I argued with you, Rob, about, you know, the remake being so good. And man, that rewatch got me. Holy shit.
You need to start paying attention to what I say the first time. We won't have these problems, Mikey.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I mean, I still watch it. Don't get me wrong. Like, if it's on, you know, there's a good 7 out of 10 chance I'm going to watch it. But I remembered it being so good. I was like, I mean, I hated the Freddy. But, you know, the movie itself, I was always like, hey, you know what? It's not bad. I like it. But man, that rewatch.
It's really frustrating because on paper, I like all of the, like on paper, it works. And I just cannot stand it to watch. It's like
Freddy Krueger.
I like that they made it. I like that they tried to make it a little bit grittier. I like that they focused on the elements that, like, if they're going to go a grittier route, the fact that they really focused in on like the more disturbing elements that were kind of swept aside in the franchise, like on paper, it checks out, but there was nothing to enjoy about it when you like sit down to watch it. And it's like, they took all the fun out of Freddy's character, which, you know,
it's hard to do. You got to go out of your way to do that. Yeah. Ah, damn. But see, here's the real question now. How do you guys feel about Freddy versus Jason?
It's fine.
I'm so scared to say anything. I really liked it. I really liked it in middle school, and I don't know. I haven't watched it since then. My whole horror movie rankings has just been like turned on its head this week, rewatching these. So
yeah, Freddy versus Jason is, it's good for what it is, you know, like it's exactly what I expected when I went and saw it in the theater. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I got exactly what I thought I was going to get. It's fun. I don't dislike it.
It's like a superhero movie with horror villains.
Yeah. Like it's not one that I run to watch a lot, but, you know, I don't hate it or anything.
I love Freddy vs. Jason because it's not like one of those, like, if you want to watch like a horror, like an old school Friday the 13th or something, like, it's not going to scratch that itch, but it's fun though. Like, I like, you're watching Jason and Freddy whoop ass.
It'd be better if Kane Hodder was in it.
Oh my God. Stop with fucking Kane Hodder. He's not an actor. He's a stuntman.
I don't know. He had a role in Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Stupid
haircut.
Know.
It was awful.
I don't know. Just saying.
Kane Hodder. Does he even still have a show anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah, good for him.
I don't know, honestly. I think they just came back as like part of Fango's new network.
Oh, they rejoined that? Man, I gotta stop being lazy and write an email. I lost all... Oh, God, I was devastated. I don't know if I even told you, Rob. I lost all the emails to the Slasher Radio email.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's devastating.
You lost all my fan mail?
You never even wrote us an email, jerk.
No, I mean fan letters to me.
Oh, you didn't get it.
From the,
it was none
from
of those.
The listener public. Yeah, but I assume my fan mail started rolling in after that Exorcist episode never stopped.
No, we never got one. I hate to not one damn episode.
Uh-huh. Is Freddy vs. Jason part of that box set?
What box set? The Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, the Friday the 13th.
Mm, I don't think
I'm going to go look. Hold on.
But it is part. I have a Nightmare on Elm Street box set, and it's part of that.
Oh, really? Really? Mine didn't come with
Freddy vs. Jason. My Nightmare on Elm Street box set stops at New Nightmare.
Ah.
Yeah, mine too.
You guys got screwed.
Yeah.
That was always, like, I always considered it partly because of that reason a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. More so than Friday the 13th. And it looked like it, too.
You know, I always considered it more of a Friday the 13th because in Jason Goes to Hell, there's, like, the Freddy glove that comes up. So I just assumed that Nightmare on Elm Street crossed over into Friday the 13th and not the other way around.
Yeah, it's in the Friday box set.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. No, see, the way I look at it is Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th, Jason Goes to Hell, was begging Freddy Krueger to come and save them, what they were doing there. This is how I look at it. They knew that movie was a piece of shit, and they're like, all right, you know what? We're just going to fucking put it out, and this is going to save the world. And it's like, nope, still a piece of shit.
Yeah, that movie's awful.
God, that one was terrible.
Friday the 13th, though, is still the best franchise of them all.
That's not true.
And
Jason is the king of the slasher.
Well,
you guys are wrong.
Jason may be king of the... I don't know. That's debatable, too, but...
No, it's not.
That's closer to the truth than Friday being the best. I'll tell you what right now. Scream is a better franchise than Friday the 13th.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you right now, dude.
No, it's not.
I'm serious.
I've never confused any two of the Scream movies. I've never gotten bored watching people die in Scream movies.
Less is more, Rob. You don't need fucking 20 movies.
Yeah, but when you only got four movies and two, one of them's just okay and the other one's bad.
None of them are bad.
That's still
three is
a
bad.
50%
three is objectively a bad movie.
Success rate, though.
Right.
And I don't
think
Friday the 13th has
yes,
that.
It is.
I don't think it's better
than that. It's because 1 through 4 are great.
I don't know if that's true.
1 through 4. Wait a minute. Wasn't 4?
I can't remember. I remember 1 and 2 and 8 and 9 for, and again,
4 sucked.
8 and 9 are not like
4
positive.
Is awesome. 4 is one of the best ones in the franchise.
Nah, it sucked.
Let me get my ranking out. Hold on. I'm pretty sure I got 4 ranked number 2.
Dude, no. 4 number 2.
4 is great. Yes.
See, that's the thing. I can't even
4
remember.
4 is the second best one.
And I'm usually really good about remembering like which.
Because you got a bad memory, that means the franchise isn't good.
I have a wonderful memory for stuff like this. I don't for the life of me have any kind of separation between like any of the middle Friday the 13th.
That was with Baby Jarvis, right? The fourth one?
Yeah,
because part 5.
Feldman.
What?
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
No, dude, that movie is great.
No.
Are you kidding me?
5 is better than 4, even.
No, it's not. 5 is terrible. But 4's got Crispin Glover, and he does that dance.
Are you really basing the movie ranking on a dance?
No, not just on the dance.
That's the only
four
thing
is fantastic.
To differentiate the Friday the 13th. So that's
this is how I look at 4. 4 is like an 80s teen sex comedy that Jason is in.
I don't know about that, man. I didn't like 4 that much. I didn't like it at all, really. That was lower on the totem pole for me. Did not like 4.
All right, well, we'll wait a year and then you'll come around.
No, it's true. It's 4
it's
was
fine.
Terrible.
It's fine. It'll come around.
4 was not good. Yeah, Scream. And don't think I didn't notice where you said one of them was okay talking about Scream 4 either. I caught that.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, it's not. Scream 4 was really good. I can't wait for the Scream 4 episode. Scream 4 was really fucking good. But either way, Scream is an underrated franchise, man. That's the thing. When you get so far in and you start getting a ton of movies, it's like, I'll admit too, Nightmare on Elm Street's my favorite, but I'll admit there are movies in there that are very bad. Freddy's Dead being one of them. You know, I can admit there was, but Scream, they got 4, short and sweet. Every one of them are good. Especially Scream 4. And it can contend. If you put that up notch for notch, if you put those 4 movies up against Friday's best 4 movies, you could still argue it.
Nope. Not even close.
Especially your best 4.
Friday were crushing.
The original wasn't even in your top 4, was it?
The original's number 3.
The movie's number 2.
Part 4.
So the second one was no. What was the second movie? Where was that ranked?
Oh, the second Friday?
Yeah.
It's 4th.
How the hell do you have that down 4th?
That's where it belongs.
See, now Jason Takes Manhattan is where it's at. That should
that's
be number a,
that's
four.
11th.
That's not 11th. God damn it. 11, damn, there's a lot of fucking movies there. So that's too many. That right there alone.
12.
That's a lot.
12.
That's the remake included?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I wasn't counting. I was like, I don't remember there being a 12th one, but it was the remake.
How many did Nightmare have? I forget that too. A lot.
It depends on how you count. 10. Because there were 6 Nightmare on Elm Street, and then there was a new Nightmare, and then Freddy vs. Jason, and then the remake.
Why would you separate new Nightmare like that?
I don't know if it's good or not. I'll revisit. I might be very enthusiastic about this tomorrow.
They brought back Heather Langenkamp. Robert Englund's in the movie as well as Fred. Come on. How could you not? Shame on you, Kat.
I didn't like it as a kid. But that doesn't mean anything. My tastes may have been terrible as a kid. I'm learning this about myself.
Well, real quick, what do you guys think of Halloween? That's an awesome franchise that nobody mentioned.
Damn, we did all that talk and didn't mention fucking Halloween once.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
If we're looking at franchises as a whole, it's not my favorite. It's good. And if we're looking at just first installations, it ranks very, very high. But like full franchise, I don't know. My faith has been shaken this week. I need to rewatch everything, I think, is the conclusion that I'm coming to. Because yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street, seriously, like, since I was a kid, Nightmare on Elm Street has been my favorite horror franchise out of the classics. And that was just an unshakable thing. And now I'm questioning everything this week.
No, I'm still staying strong with Nightmare. But Halloween's up there. See, my thing is, I love Friday the 13th. And the early movies are so impressive, but once you get past those, it's like they didn't really do anything impressive anymore. You know, like they just put a hockey mask on a big dude and started how he was killing people in cool ways.
Yeah, what else you want?
Well, I mean, that's all I want from them, but Halloween is so much more sophisticated. Freddy's so much more fun. Scream looks cool as shit.
I don't know if I'd call Halloween sophisticated. You watched Curse of Michael Myers recently?
I don't mind that movie.
That movie is a mess.
I don't mind that movie. That's the one with LL Cool J, right?
No, that's H2O.
Oh, yeah, that is H2O. Shit, yeah. Okay, yeah, I take that back. Oh,
of course
yeah,
you would like that one. Yeah. That's like Michael Myers in a Scream movie.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Ugh.
So, Friday the 13th, speaking of it just being boiled down to cool Jason kills, if Friday the 13th were reimagined as like a very violent YouTube series where all we get are the kills, I would watch the hell out of that. It was all the stuff in between where they're just kind of phoning in build up to the kills.
That's called character really development, Kat.
Except for it wasn't, though. I do not remember a single character from Friday the 13th past two.
As we have one of the cast from Friday the 13th on tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Past, like...
Fair.
Because Friday the 13th was really good, but when you get into those middle ones, it was just like...
Character development for no reason.
Here are some people who, you know, this one has a hobby. And like,
you don't remember Shelley? You don't remember Reggie the Reckless?
I don't remember Reggie.
You don't remember Reggie? Wait, the kid from 5?
Oh.
Shelley in. See, that's the fucking thing with Friday the 13th. I can't tell them apart, because I thought this whole time, I thought Shelley was in 2. I do remember Shelley. Comment revoked. I don't remember a single person past 3, apparently. And I don't remember
what the difference was between
3 and 2. They all meld together into like one movie.
They didn't even have the same actor. They had 3 different actors, technically.
Yeah, that's all right, though. That happens sometimes.
That does not happen.
It happens.
We're not talking about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Aunt Vivian, man. You got to, come on. You got 3 movies. One of them doesn't even count because he's a kid. You got 2 movies, you couldn't keep the same guy. Although I do think Don Matthews was better.
He's the best of the 3. They had Corey Feldman, yeah. And he couldn't do part 5. He wanted to, but couldn't because he was doing the Goonies. Steven Spielberg wouldn't let him do Friday the 13th at the same time. And so I think he gave him like half a day to work with Friday the 13th. That's where they got the beginning of part 5.
Right.
And they actually filmed that in Corey Feldman's backyard.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And then there's the guy who's in 5, the actor whose name I don't know. and he didn't come back for six because he found Jesus or something.
I seen something like that. For the better, yeah. too.
Yeah, and then they got Tom Matthews.
Tom Matthews was way better.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's the best one.
Yeah. He's a real motherfucker, too. But, man, I don't know. Like, it's, yeah.
I can't believe all the Friday the 13th hate.
There's no hate.
Lying around.
There's no hate.
I'll rewatch them, because apparently as a child, I didn't have good opinions.
I was supposed to come on here tonight and bash Freddy's Dead, and instead I got to listen to Jason slander. Unbelievable.
There's no slander, but you're right. They had character development, but for characters that meant nothing. Right?
Which, to be fair, I feel this way about, like, most horror franchises that run more than like, five movies. That's... You're just... It's an excuse at that point. I definitely felt that way about Dream Child.
I'll tell you which one had the best character development. Scream. Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They lived throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
They're boring.
Oh, come on, Rob. I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Yeah, they all live throughout all of them, so it's boring. It's like, you talk about a franchise not wanting to take a chance.
They killed Jamie Kennedy.
Take a chance.
Buckman.
And that's Nev Campbell, the murderer.
My favorite.
Buckman's down with the bitches and hoes, man. They killed Jamie Kennedy. Malcolm was most wanted. What do you mean? That was a big move.
Mm-hmm. That happened in the second movie, which is one of the best in the franchise.
One of the best.
Better than four.
Nah, it's debatable.
I don't know who's debating it.
About 20-something percent of people are debating it, damn it.
I don't know, guys. I think you guys got a warped view.
I love how Rob wanted to talk about Halloween. We talked about everything but. Yeah. Halloween's good.
Yeah, Halloween's got some good through lines. They stick with Loomis for a while.
Man, they took...
Until he dies.
They took Michael Myers out of an entire movie. Early.
Yeah, but it's a good movie.
Oh, here we go. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Good movie.
I don't want to hear his name. Please don't say it.
I'll say it. I won't say it.
Thank you. God.
It's only the greatest actor of his generation.
Oh, that's my right. God. Jesus Christ. The greatest actor of his generation. Who? What are some other actors in his fucking generation? We're talking George Clooney, damn it. Come on.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, shame on you for saying that. That was purely to piss me off.
George Clooney is a contender, and I vote that we talk about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes next.
What the?
Oh, God, that movie. You haven't seen that movie?
No, don't.
Oh, my God.
Don't act like I'm a bad person for not seeing that damn movie.
Dude, that movie's a classic. It's even got a song and everything.
Yeah.
Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Yeah.
I've never heard of it, not once.
With George Clooney.
I love George Clooney. He's another one, by the way, Rob. Ryan Reynolds, on my list of I'll do him. George Clooney's on there, too. I'll do him.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that.
I don't know how he'll feel about it, but I'm telling you he's on the list. You got your rankings in, Rob. You happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Good for you.
I'm going to send you my rankings once I've seen New Nightmare again.
Go right ahead. I will critique.
To predict that it's going to be...
They're already different, like, just from the six that I've seen recently.
What's your first four?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Uh-huh.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably Dream Warriors after that.
Right.
See, it's... Wow, you know what? I complained a lot about Dream Master not being as good as I remember, but it still might be... I don't know how I feel about... So here's the thing, is that Freddy's Revenge is not objectively terrible, but I had so much fun laughing at how bad Freddy's Dead is. Like, I genuinely enjoyed the movie today. It's bad. But it's almost to that it's to that very campy level of bad. Still, probably Freddy's Revenge would be my fourth pick there. It's definitely not going to be Dream Child.
God damn.
I was so disappointed with that one.
Well, I think that New Nightmare should at least crack that top four. That's my prediction.
Yeah, we're actually not that far off, Kat, at least on those four. The only difference is I have New Nightmare at the top.
So you're crazy.
But
I can't imagine it being better than...
It's not.
But I basically just moved everything one from there, from what you had.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Freddy's Dead also. Because you have Freddy's Dead, like, dead last. And I don't think it would...
I didn't have it dead last. I had Dream Child dead last.
Oh, did you? Oh, well, then, yeah. We're not too far off. I was going to say it's definitely better than Dream Child. And depending on what kind of a mood I'm in, it might be better than... I was very disappointed in Freddy's Revenge, just because, like, it achieved cult status, and I was like, I was probably too hard on it, and then I was like,
No, it's not a good movie.
I was not too rough on this. Like, it's not great. I was sad.
Yeah, you were right on point with that one. But all right, guys, that was fun. I mean, it sucks. Like, Jimmy's a lot of fun, so that would have been cool, but did not permit.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll work it out eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm saving my notes, though, because I am not watching this movie again.
Rob's going to laminate them and put them up on his wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have this, like, very nihilistic Nietzsche quote, like, taped to my office wall. For the next year.
I want to laminate these notes and put them right next to my Friday the 13th rankings in my wallet. So,
all right.
It does remind me, when I bought the Nightmare on Elm Street Blu-ray set that I have, I ordered it from Amazon. And I went through and read, you know, some of the customer reviews just to make sure, you know, the discs weren't all shitty or something, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the reviews, the guy was like, finally, I have all my movies together in one place so I can take them with me wherever I go.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this motherfucker going on vacation. He's like, oh, hold on, honey, I gotta go grab my Nightmare on Elm Street box set.
I could see you doing that, though. I could see you doing that. Like, you don't have enough underwear packed for the trip, but damn it, you got all the Blu-rays ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you gotta have your entertainment and all, but this made me laugh.
My ex has, I complained that I don't have the Saw box set. My ex has it. Because when I was living down there with him, I didn't pack my movies. And, like, the first thing that I did when I got down there to the South, I was like, we have to replace my Saw DVDs.
Wow.
He was like, what? And then when I moved back up, he was like, what am I ever going to do with these? Like, I'm never going to watch this without you. It's like, I don't know, but now I can have one in each state. It's perfect.
Yeah, you got backup.
If you had a guesstimate, how many times would you say you made him watch Saw? Asa.
I actually know. I made him watch Saw 7 times.
Oh, that's it?
I watched it with him. I was writing an article, and he asked, like, when we first started dating, he asked if I wanted to come over, and I was like, I'm working on this article about Saw. Like, I'm planning on rewatching the movies. I know you're not super into, like, gore. And he's like, no, like, bring them over. We'll watch them. And I was like, okay. And then he ended up liking them okay, like, more than he thought he would. And I also, because of when the DVDs used to come out, I marathon the Saw movies every Valentine's Day. So for a few years in there. So yeah, we were together for like 6 years. And that was how he would usually sleep through like a good portion of the middle Saw movies. But
that is,
I do know offhand.
That is such a bizarre Valentine's Day choice.
Nothing says romance like Saw.
Yeah, right? Good for you, Kat. I like it. Good for you.
And it was a tradition that predated him. It lasted longer than my relationship with them.
Well, like, Saw comes first.
Still do it.
that's a franchise or a movie that should have been turned into a franchise, and I never understood why. How come My Bloody Valentine didn't take off?
I don't know.
It wasn't, like, I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Both of them actually are good.
I was just gonna say the remake wasn't terrible.
Yeah, either. I actually kind of like the remake too.
Original is better.
The original is better, but the remake I didn't think was bad. The
remake was not bad. I liked the original so much. That was one of my early, you know, introductions into horror, so that one holds a special place, kind of like It. So, to me, it's like, it's even that much higher. But yeah, no, I like the remake too. But see, is it a bad thing, really, that it didn't get a remake? You know? Or not a remake, a sequel.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard
for, because a lot of people do watch it on Valentine's Day. I think it's very difficult. I know I'm saying this in front of a Leprechaun fan. I think it's very hard to make a franchise out of seasonal horror movies.
I agree. Yeah, it is.
I don't know. They did. Didn't they make like 8 Silent Night, Deadly Nights?
Did they?
There's don't want to use that as the measure for success, though, in a franchise.
Yeah, I mean. Well, but I mean, even to be fair, as much as I love Leprechaun, I mean, not for nothing. Not the best thing to make a franchise out of.
And Halloween is a good, it's a really solid franchise. It's a classic franchise. Like, it made it up there with like other top ranking slasher movies. But it's, Halloween is a very intuitive holiday to have, you know.
Yeah.
To have a horror movie set in. I don't think people other than me, other than like my weird Saw thing, I don't think a lot of people are out there watching horror movies on Valentine's Day. And, you know, if I'm wrong.
I think you might be.
That's, I'm proud of people. I'm glad that I'm underestimating people.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I haven't seen My Bloody Valentine in a while. I should rewatch that.
It's a Canadian movie too.
I know. God, I know.
It's the only not
Canadians out. Rolled out some
Canadian
movies, man.
Horror is really underrated, I think.
Black Christmas.
Cube. American Mary.
Prom Night.
Martyrs.
Terror Train.
Terror Train's Canadian. Ah, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What's with Jamie Lee Curtis in the Canadian movies?
I don't know. She likes them.
Yeah. There was another movie that was Canadian, too, that really... I don't know what it is. I don't like Canada. Is that fucked up in me?
Wait. What's wrong with Canada?
I don't know. Like, there's people I don't like from Canada, because, like, I don't know. The things Canadians like to do is shit-talk America. And don't get me wrong. I know we're fucked up. I get it. But they can't say it. They're Canada. Who the hell are they?
Canada's fine. I've been up there. I always had a good time.
Fucking... What is it called? Poutine or something like that?
Poutine's great.
Nah.
Oh, so good.
They have bagged milk. What do they know?
Yeah, that is weird.
Oh, no shit.
That one I can't get my head around.
They put fucking that milk in weird. A bag.
Yeah. I like Canada. I haven't been there in a while, but I like
it. I don't think I would mind Canada. It's just the Canadians themselves that piss me off.
See, it's the opposite for me. I have Canadian friends, but I think Canada would be too cold for me.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. Canada would be way too cold. But, you know me. I like hockey.
Yeah,
there's too. a lot of Canadian influence in hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Why can't you just get along with Canadians?
I mean, I get along with them, but I don't know. They're just... They're fucking Canadian.
They're notoriously friendly, too. That's the funny thing. They're known as a friendly people, yet you got beef with them.
But they talk shit about us.
I mean, just talk it back. Whatever. I mean, you know.
If they
don't like it when you do, but who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
I call them the 51st state, you know.
51st state. The only reason they're not invaded is because they're right next to us. And they have the nerve.
Mm.
Damn Canucks.
I like Canada.
Yeah,
right.
My Bloody Valentine's another one that we need to redo. It's nice that we should start doing redos.
Yeah,
except Rubber.
We could redo that.
No.
I think we should start with Midnight Meat Train. I don't know what the problem is there.
What is it?
Kat's got a lot of places she wants to start. She's ready to start with Cabin in the Woods.
Midnight Meat Train. I'm just gonna go through the list and see what you guys were wrong about.
You know, what is it with Kat and wanting to redo movies that I can't fucking stand? Cabin in the Woods and Midnight Meat Train are probably, other than Rubber, are the most shit-talked movies by me in the history of the show. And she
Midnight Meat Train is so gorgeous. I don't understand. There's that one shot, the hammer goes through the guy's eye and the blood, like, shoots out in both directions and falls around him in a spiral, and it's shot in slow motion. And it's like, it's the first, maybe the only time ever in a horror movie where I was like, that is beautiful. Like, they did that wonderfully. I don't understand how not everyone can love Midnight Meat Train.
Because it's a piece of shit.
It's so good.
It is not. A piece of crap.
The short story also, it's written very beautifully. It's got like a very lyrical quality to the writing, which is why I like Clive Barker. We should talk about Clive Barker more, I think.
We could do a Clive Barker episode. There's definitely enough meat on that bone for sure.
I ain't reading anything.
I also talked about the scary stories to tell in the dark being one of the main reasons I was a horror fan. My dad found this kid's book back when my parents still used to read to me. So I was young. I was like very young, and my dad found this kid's book that was written by Clive Barker that turned out very much not to be a children's book.
Oh God.
That I think maybe messed me up a little bit.
Did you see the scary movies or scary stories to tell in the dark movie?
I did.
Yeah, it was okay.
You know,
it was, they got weirdly focused on Nixon.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was.
Yeah, that was, yeah, kind of, you know, a lot of Nixon.
I haven't seen that yet, but Rob, you know, me and Bobby actually, who was the, what was that guy's name that made the movie? Toro?
Del Toro?
Del Toro.
Yeah, he was doing, I don't know if it was like a viewing or like a Q&A or something, but they actually emailed me and Bobby to host that in Manhattan. Believe it or fucking
no,
not,
kid.
I swear to God.
That would have been awesome. That dude is amazing.
Did you not do it? Did you?
Well, Bobby lives in Florida, so he wouldn't have been able to do it. And I can't remember what the fuck it was. I think I just started my job. And I couldn't.
Bullshit, I would have flown in for that.
Yeah. I couldn't. I mean, it wasn't anything huge or anything, but it was in the city. And they, I don't know exactly what it was, but.
I got a Del Toro Funko Pop.
Do you?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, the guy's amazing.
He is. Yeah, I was really bummed we couldn't do that. That would have been kind of cool. But, yeah, couldn't do it. You got to fly into New York one day, Rob. I want to pants you.
Oh, dude. New York.
Yep.
I don't know if New York's ready for me.
Rob's going to go on like a drunken hooker binge somewhere in Brooklyn. Nah.
I haven't been in a long time. I've always had fun in New York, but I haven't been in forever.
I'm going to surprise you with Bobby. You don't know fun. We'll all end up in jail. You can catch us on Twitter @/radio. Go to /radio.com. Check out all our articles, episodes, and interviews and more. I'm at Mikey's Dead on Twitter. Rob?
You can find me on Twitter and all the other social medias @RadioRob123. And you can listen to This Horror Life, which is my other podcast. It can be found wherever you're listening to /Rick.
On Twitter, @cat_velour, V-O-L-E-U-R, capital C, capital V.
That's right. You catch us next week. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.
Rob, when are you going to admit I'm a genius?
Whatever, man. Come on. How do you not like a movie about a killer tire?
I mentioned that movie, right? How do you like it? I mentioned that movie to someone. They said their exact words were, "Was that the movie about the fucking tire?" Those are the exact words.
Yeah. But it's about so much more, you know? It's about learning and growing.
God, I'm not having this conversation.
Becoming human.
Becoming human. A tire.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played air hockey in a long time.
Really,
I used to get drunk with my friend, and we'd play violently air hockey, just like smacking the, and we got kicked out of a bar in Texas.
Who gets kicked out of a bar for playing air hockey?
When you play like
you
we do.
You can get really competitive. Air hockey is one of those things.
And we were smacking the little puck thing so hard that it was flying off the table and hitting people and stuff.
I've never gotten kicked out of a bar for playing air hockey, but I have been spoken to by the bartenders at like the barcade for air hockey.
Yeah.
Spoken to.
I've been kicked out of many bars for many reasons.
Including air hockey. That is incredible.
I also, so the barcade closest to my house, they also have giant Jenga, which I think is just, I think they're trying to get people kicked out. Because that's just a recipe for disaster anyway.
I've always wanted to play those, the giant ones. I never got to.
I wouldn't recommend drinking first.
Yeah. I'd imagine you won't be very successful.
No.
Yeah, that is true, though. Like, first the mess you'll make, and then the screaming and yelling, probably cursing, alcohol. Not a good... Yeah, that's bad.
It's also dangerous, like... Giant Jenga is taller than I am.
God.
It's scary. It's it's not a sport for the faint of heart.
So you had to, like, maybe stand on something if the game goes long enough.
Yeah.
That's not good. How tall are you?
So I'm like 5'4".
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Average, so I'm not... Height. I'm like a little under average, maybe, but it's intimidating being... You know, and I wear heels, so, you know.
Get a little boost. Bob, do you ever think about wearing heels?
No.
Why not?
No. There's no way I could walk in those things.
You could learn. Cattle teach
plus
you.
Plus, they'll deform your feet.
Do they?
Didn't you hear about Prince's feet? They were all messed up.
From heels?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, he used to wear heels all the time. And his feet got all messed up.
Damn. I don't want
to. If you wear them enough, eventually it starts hurting to wear flats. You have to, like, because your foot gets so used to the position.
That is bizarre. The things women have to go through, man. I thank God every day I'm a man. I really do. I could never. I had a hard time walking in the snow today. Couldn't do heels.
I will say that 2020 has, like, really changed me. I think if things were back to normal tomorrow, I don't think I'd be able to wear heels anymore.
Really?
Because I have, like, not even put on shoes more than a handful of times in 2020. Like, I've really, really adjusted to the being at home all the time life.
You know, that's true. Especially, yeah, like, what the hell are you going to wear heels for?
Yeah. Been wearing, like, fuzzy socks around the house for the last, you know, 9 months, and
I do not own one pair of fuzzy socks.
Me either.
You should. You have a sock collection.
I know. I'm wearing my leprechaun socks today,
actually. Oh, are you really?
Yep, got them on right now.
Oh my god, just for me?
Yeah, and I didn't think about it. Those are the ones I wore today. I lost one of my Slimer socks somewhere. Mad.
Ooh, damn, Rob. That Friday the 13th set you bought is on sale.
I know, I saw that.
I might buy it. That was $100? I don't know. Oh, did you talk about, where did I hear about that that book that Daryl made from Walking Dead? Did you talk about that on your show, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought that for my grandmother. Thanks for the idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I owe it to you.
Yeah, because I was making fun of it.
Why would you make fun of it? I don't even remember.
Because it was like, it's like pictures he took on set or something. I was like, you know, is he like a photographer? Or are these just like shitty blurry, you know, pictures he snapped on his iPhone or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I had to spend $100 on a fucking book.
What the hell?
Can you believe that? Yeah, with shipping and everything, it was $100. It's like $75 book.
That's a... in the Dungeons and Dragons world, that's a very reasonable price.
Really?
Dungeons and Dragons source books usually run like $65.
Oh god, get out
so,
of here.
And that's just like the standard normal, you know, if you do any kind of like alternate cover or fancy edition or whatever, it's like not at all uncommon to spend that much on a book.
Fuck that.
I get them for free at work, so I'm like...
Oh, you better start selling them shits on eBay.
I know. Damn. I get the digital ones, which are worth less, but I think they're still like 35.
So you could make a copy and just sell whatever you
want. Yeah.
Damn.
I'd probably get fired, but I...
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah. I don't...
Yeah, but you wouldn't need that job after you had your book selling business.
But by the time I got rid of all my D&D books...
You could just keep selling them.
I'd be rich. I'm really sad. I floated a thing out to like my game groups for the 24th. I was like, oh man, we're probably not going to be able to play because everyone's going to be busy because it's New Year's Eve or because it's Christmas Eve. And they sent out, like, they immediately called my bluff. They're like, oh no, we're all free. And I was like, mm-hmm, okay, that's fine.
Great.
I tried.
Damn. So what do you got? Is that for the World of Warcraft thing or just...
Dungeons and Dragons, my heart.
Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I was just talking about World of Warcraft a little before we got on with my friend. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, I forgot, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, but is that what that's for?
Yeah.
Are they that different?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know anything about
it. I mean, yes.
Yeah, I think somebody tried to get me to play World of Warcraft once, and they're like, you can be a wizard or an elf or whatever, and I was like, nope, I'm not gonna be either one of those things. How about I be over here watching a movie or something? Leave me alone,
dude. World of Warcraft, I played that shit for like 2 days. My friend wanted to play it. Bobby actually wanted to play that too for a little while, which was very bizarre to me, but yeah, no, I didn't last long on that, dude. That game ruins fucking lives. I'm sorry.
It's one of my least favorite games, and I used to be like a little bit addicted to it because it's one of those things that's hard to quit. You get like really sucked in and then you realize, you know, I hate my life and I'm not enjoying myself. But then people like, you get sucked back in so easily, you know, because there's a community built around it, you know, and you have like friends and family and whatever who play, and then it's like, oh well, I can do a round, and then you don't know where your fucking weekend goes. It's just like, I never enjoyed it, but I realized it was like a really surprising thing because I picked it up for a friend like at the beginning of a summer vacation, and it was amazing how quick that summer went, where I was like, because I didn't really think about it that much. It's like, you know, I only really log on when other people like want me to, and then I realized like I'm playing this game like several hours a day, and it's not, I don't like it. Like,
right.
Yeah. That's how I am with Farming Simulator.
Are you really?
Yeah. I log in. I don't turn that game off for hours, man. Plowing the field, feeding the chickens.
I got like that. Like, I know what you mean, Kat. Like, I played a couple MMOs back in the day, and man, you just, all right, I'm going to do this one thing. And then that thing takes like fucking, you know, an hour. And then it's like, oh, well, let me just do this real quick. And next thing you know,
I don't play MMOs anymore. Like, even the ones that look interesting to me, it's like, I don't trust myself with this.
You want to judge me a little bit? I used to play MapleStory a lot.
Really?
And keep in mind, I was like, I started playing at like 15, and then I put it down, and then I started playing again at like, a friend of mine got me back into it at like 18, 19 or something. And that was pretty much it.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a very cartoony, like, MMO game. Pretty much loosely based around World of Warcraft. You know, magicians, fucking warriors, all that stupid shit. I can't get into it anymore, though. Too much work. As I'm doing a resupply on fucking Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto has gotten me sucked in a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, last week when we were recording, I was like, oh, I'll just do my resupply. Because, like, it's mindless. It just takes time. And it's like, well, I'm sitting here. Might as well. I wish Rob had GTA. I'd kill the hell out of you, Rob.
Nice to know you pay attention while we're recording.
I pay full attention. It does not take much. If you had GTA, Rob, on Xbox, I'd blow you up.
I don't play GTA.
Not.
I don't know. I don't know. I used to, and it was kind of fun, but now it just seems stupid.
Yeah, if you get the right people, it's not bad. It's really not bad. Ghost, she despises GTA right now because she there's pretty much a mission that you can glitch and just keep abusing it for money. Mm-hmm. And she keeps completing it, which means you can't abuse it anymore and you have to do a bunch of shit all over again to get it. So this is the second time that she did it, and she or third maybe, I don't know. She really was not happy about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't play many online games like that though. Like, I was real excited about Red Dead Online. I thought that was going to be great. I played it like twice. That's boring as hell.
I don't like Red Dead.
I thought that game was awesome. Like, I loved the game, but playing it online, it was just boring.
Yeah, I heard the story was great, but you know who fucking got me? Bobby got me into Red Dead. And what's messed up was he was all excited because he was playing it on PlayStation. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to get it on. Oh, it was coming on Game Pass. Because I was not going to spend $60, $70 on a game. I know I'm not going to play much. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll download it on Xbox when it comes on Game Pass. And me, you, and Ghost can play, and it'll be great. I'm like, all right. Man, he dragged me out of that game so many times. I hated it. It got so boring so fast. I had somebody hogtie me. I didn't like it.
Yeah, the online, I didn't like at all. But the story, like the actual game itself, was incredible.
I heard about that. Yeah, that I heard was really good. I had this one guy, he killed me. And I was, keep in mind, I was like 5 minutes into the game. And this guy comes up on me and he kills me. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I spawn back in and I see a dot running at me on the minimap. I'm like, is this him again? Killed me again. I'm like, God damn it. And then he ran into like this little camp thing where I couldn't shoot him. I was like, damn it. And then Bobby and Ghost come over and they're having a shootout and Bobby keeps killing him. Dude, throughout this entire war, the only kills I got were on Bobby by mistake. I just kept killing him and I felt so bad.
I was getting ready to say, it had to feel good though.
No, I felt terrible. He was over there helping me and I just kept clapping his cheeks over and over again.
We were playing, I don't even remember we were playing one of those like dumb sports things that someone had gotten for free. The last time I was over at my friend's house, and they just like assigned teams randomly, and I was an absolute menace. And people were like, how are you doing these things? Because it was like, it was an arena game where we're playing like, I think it was like soccer or rugby that we're supposed to be playing. And I blew up my teammate and he's like, how? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what the controls are. I'm so sorry. He's like, the only thing you cannot do is kill me. And I was like, yeah, how am I killing you in a fucking soccer game? I don't understand.
Were you playing Rocket League?
It might have been Rocket League. With that's the only cars. Thing I can think of that it might have been. It might have been like a mod for it or something. I remember my teammate just being like so disappointed in me. He's like, if you just stay in the corner, I can win this. And I was like, why can't we ever play anything that's like a point and shoot kind of thing? I'm really good at FPS games. If we just, I don't understand the controls here.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's a bit, you know, I kind of got lost in Rocket League for a little while when it first came out. Man, I was up on the weekend till like sun up. Me and my friend, like, we got lost on Rocket League. And then, man, like, I didn't play it for a while. And by a while, I mean, like, probably only like 2 months. Dude, the tryhards invaded that thing. And I was doing pretty good. I was getting good at Rocket League. And man, the next time I played, I got annihilated. I was like, what the hell?
It's not a game that you can just like sit down and play casually because there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I never played it. I got sucked into Fall Guys for a while. I played the hell out of that.
That was another one that we did as like a party game that I was just no good at.
Yeah, that game's a lot of fun. It's just stupid.
I'm trying to think of it. You know, oh my God. Rob, I'm sure you've never heard of it, but Kat, have you ever heard of Human Fall Flat?
Yeah.
Rob, I'll send you a video of this game at sometime. It looks like a 10-year-old game. And my friend talked me into playing it. Bro, I never laughed so hard in my entire life at anything related to any kind of game. Oh my god, it's like these, they're like clay characters almost, but they're always wobbling. Because, like, the objective is to grab onto things and, like, move stuff. Like, it's a very strange game. But, dude, my friend used that to just jump on my other friend and hump him nonstop. And it's like, once you latch on, it's a bitch to get that person off. Like, they have to let go. And, dude, oh my god, he was just, like, my friend was trying to take the game seriously and play it. Because it's like figuring out puzzles, and he likes shit like that.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do it, and my friend just will not relent on just humping him in any fucking way possible. And it sounds really dumb, and it was, but oh my god, it was so... The way the characters did it, like, it's a shame that a kid's game like that, like, it really looked like he was humping him. Like, he was humping the shit out of him, too. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It was so funny. I want to play that with you, Rob. You can fall flat.
I'd be amazing at it.
You'd get humped.
That'd be awesome, just like I was at Dead by Daylight. God, right out the gate. Amazing.
You were not good at Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm. I got all the pips and everything.
You did not. I don't even know if you pipped at all. I don't even think you know if you pipped at all.
I don't know. I don't know. I just assume I did. I was the winner that night.
A minute ago, he said he was going up to the hotel room, so.
I'm going to go on mute then for a minute. I'm going to grab more wine. So I'm going to be fun on the podcast today, guys.
Nice.
She's pooping.
Why do you always say someone's pooping?
I don't know. It makes me laugh.
Again, man, I fucking went into the bathroom. Someone blew it up at work a few days ago. Blew that bitch up.
Good for them.
Not good for that. Oh, man, it stunk so bad.
You got to leave your mark when you go.
No, because it's another one. He came out. I'll never look at him the same again.
Stop looking at him.
He blew up the bathroom. You don't blow up the bathroom. You're not supposed to.
It looked like it was going to work there for a second.
Right. It sure did.
I did not watch this fucking movie for nothing.
I was going to say, we've got to talk about this movie now, or...
Yeah. Rob's not watching it again.
Mm-mm.
Now or never.
Rob, I think we should do a rewatch and maybe reconvene. We should watch it together. Man, if only copyright laws would allow that.
I know, like the annual slasher radio stream of Freddy's Dead.
Oh, yeah. Rob will love that. Oh, he called me again. Hold on.
What are you reading, Kat?
No, I was just flipping back through some notes. I have 6 pages of notes. Good all Lord. On. No.
On what?
On Freddy's Dead, but I was,
you do
I was
not have kidding. 6 pages of notes on this movie.
No, I don't. I wish.
She wishes.
Actually, I have one single note that I can't find.
Uh-huh. That's going to be the one that pisses you off the most, Rob. I know it.
Because my notebook is very disorganized.
I think I just jotted down a list of stuff that I hated.
I wrote down the... one of my favorite things... My favorite moment of the movie is like the two back-to-back quotes in the opening scenes.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I made a note of what the Nietzsche quote was, and then I fucking lost it.
God. Damn, Rob, she's writing down word-for-word shit. You're in for a long one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a good old time.
And the flipping of pages.
I heard pages turning. I knew Mikey didn't have a book.
What's that supposed to mean?
And I know I don't have no book.
Damn. Just going to assume I can't read?
I didn't say you can't. I just don't think you would.
Damn. I mean, that's to be fair. I didn't want to read that whole Jurassic Park fucking thing. Yeah. So, I mean, that is fair, I guess.
I've been reading a book that's actually pretty good. It's that Grady Hendrix.
You've been reading a book?
You guys know that dude? Yeah. I read books. I just read them really slow. Like, I've been reading this book for 8 months.
God damn.
Because I'll read it, you know, a little bit, and then put it down and not go back to it for like a month.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I just don't like reading at all. I still blame Rob somehow. This poor episode.
Don't blame me. I want to get this over with. Get this one out of the way.
You know what's fucked up too? This is this like we've all. This is the first time we've revisited a movie, and it's this one.
Yeah.
Participants invite.
Oh, I raised my hand though. You see that?
Oh my god.
Oh, look at that. You can raise your hand.
I lowered it. I can lower it too. God damn it, stop it. I hate you so much.